Is that Steve?
Yep. You got Great. Steve. I am.
Okay. Not getting Steve all.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Paul Clint's on too, I think.
Save it
the way
I save it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think
we got a quorum. I think you can go ahead and call the public hearing to order.
To do this, right?
Okay, let me
yes.
get
Okay, we didn't talk about that, yeah. but I assumed you were.
Let me get my recording going.
Okay, I've got mine going.
Let me get my recording going, even though it didn't work.
Yeah. It did, too.
Oh, it did for a little bit?
Hey, we're ready.
How dare you even question? Am I working
up our
today?
Public hearing. The clerk call the roll.
Allinger?
Here.
Well, that doesn't qualify me.
Edmonds?
Here.
No,
Edmonds?
Drunk people stay forever.
No.
Tom's not here.
Yeah.
I think he's absent.
Okay.
Buchanan?
Here.
Yeah.
Here.
Really?
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Order for the annual budget. We're going to turn it over to CEO of the hospital, Paul. You there?
I am, Roger. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the fiscal year 2021 budget summary for Warner Hospital and Health Services includes a capital budget of $1,589,000, not including carryover and contingencies. It includes major expenditures of $300,000 for a remodel of the patient financial services space, which would be intended for an emergency department expansion. It includes $250,000 for a laboratory remodel in phase two. It includes a phone system expenditure of $235,000, which hasn't been replaced since 1993. It includes $474,000 of other facility improvements, including replacement or major repair of the hospital generator, family medicine rooftop heating and cooling, main campus parking lot improvements, wellness center parking lot sidewalks, etc. There's also $166,000 for medical equipment, C-arm, EKG, and so forth. However, in light of the COVID-19 pandemic experience, all capital equipment projects will be assessed first as necessary for continuing operations, such as the possible replacement or repair of the hospital generator. All other remodeling projects will be postponed until revenue stabilizes. Is there any questions on the capital budget? If not, I'll move on to the operating budget. The operating budget has a bottom line of excess of revenue over expenses of $505,000, and that includes total gross patient service revenue of $35 million, deductions from revenue of $15.8 million, and deductions from revenue are contractual adjustments with Medicare, Medicaid, managed care contracts, workers' compensation. It's the difference between our gross charges and what we actually get paid, which brings us to net patient service revenue of $19.2 million, what we actually to collect on those charges. Then there's other operating revenue of $1.1 million, and the largest component of that is the 340B retail drug pricing program, which provides pharmaceuticals for folks that can't afford the prescriptions, and so that we have contracts with both Walgreens and CVS and the state to provide prescriptions for those people. The operating expenses are $19.9 million. And included in that, 38% of that is salaries and wages, which includes an inflationary pay rate increase of 2%. The wages for bargaining unit employees are subject to union negotiations. An increase is budgeted to continue with the efforts of adjusting wages in line with the market and bringing certain job descriptions in line with the new minimum wage laws. However, wages will remain the same until revenue stabilizes from the COVID-19 experience, and then so that we can assess and access any government monies made available through the currently enacted CARES Act. Employee benefits, 13% of the budget. Supplies, 15% of the budget. Purchase services and maintenance, 14%. Education, insurance, the usual things. Depreciation is 5% of the total budget. And then we have our non-operating revenue and expenses of investment income and any gifts and so forth. So that brings us to a bottom line, once again, of $505,000 for the 2021 budget year for Warner Hospital and Health Services. Are there any questions?
Any council have any questions?
I do not.
I do not.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
That's a part of the city budget for the hospital. Now we'll turn it over to the treasurer, Clint. There.
Thank you. General fund are currently projected fairly flat. Total general fund revenues are projected to be just shy of $3.9 million. However, due to COVID-19, as Paul stated in his talk, we could obviously see a significant decrease in several sources of revenue. And these include sales tax, income tax, and the video gaming tax, just to name a few. Sales tax, we already know, gave 2 months for business not have to file their sales tax returns. We obviously know that businesses are possibly not be able to reopen after this. So right now we just don't know what the end effects of that are going to be on sales tax. Video gaming, we know all the video gaming machines are shut down until the state decides that it's safe to reopen. And income tax, I believe the last number I saw on unemployment in the country was about 20 million. So obviously with people being unemployed, state income tax will also be declining in the next budget. So we don't know how long those will be down or how long it will take to recover. Hopefully once this gets back up and running, the economy recovers fairly quickly, but again, we've discussed similarly on our side that all capital expenditure are still in the budget.
Oh, you're going to record the whole thing?
But at this point in time, unless it's an absolute emergency,
I didn't know
we're going to be putting a hold on all capital
said it didn't work,
purchases.
But...
Yeah, mine.
General fund expenses are budgeted at approximately $500,000.
Mine I got like
higher this year than the estimated year-end totals.
Then I couldn't hear him.
About half that is due to a major park project that is in there, to the tune of about $250,000. But again, obviously, that won't be happening at this point in time until we see how things progress.
I don't know why.
So overall, the fiscal year 21 budget projects us dipping into reserves by approximately $213,000. But again, a lot of that is due to some additional capital items that are beyond the ordinary expenses. And at this point in time, will not be happening until things turn around. So I project that we would end the year with about 9 months worth of operating and capital expenses. This is about the same as it's been the last several years. No change up or down on that. The state mandated minimum wage increases, as Paul also alluded to, those will have a direct impact the next several years on several of our funds, including the general fund, specifically with fire department, the garbage disposal, yard waste fund, and the cemetery, which the cemetery is funded pretty heavily from the general fund. The water budget here, at the time we finished up the budget, we included a 3% increase to the water-only portion of the water bill. However, at this time, we will not be implementing that. Again, until we get through all this with the COVID-19 and get things back up and running as normal, we don't want to hit anybody with any additional expenses as long as we can avoid it. Other than that, the only other highlight I'd like to hit is our self-funded health insurance plan, which continued this year with another very healthy year. So there will be no increase in rates to the departments or employees in the fiscal year 21 budget. Outside of those items, does anybody have any questions for me?
I don't have any question, but I want to thank you and Tom for doing such a good job of keeping track of everything.
That's what we're here for.
Thank you, Glenn. At this time, I'd ask the phone-in audience if they had any questions at this time. Take a few minutes.
Did you?
Thank you. Had a motion to adjourn the audit hearing.
I'd make that.
And I'd second it.
Concentrating in the audit in a second. I'll have the clerk call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Brulich?
Here. Take about maybe 6 minutes or so, and then we'll start our general meeting.
All right. Sounds good, everybody. I'm going to mute your phones, and I'll turn them back on as we get closer to the meeting going back on. Okay.
Okay,
that's
Steve.
Fine.
Okay,
all right.
Be back. everybody. Your microphones are live again. We'll wait for Cheryl to call the meeting.
All right. You're now green.
Okay. Ready? $7,846.94. Economic development, $236.67. Police, $4,445.07. Fire, $5,802.54. Street, $1,789.41. Parks, $389.29. Police and fire, $233.80. Liability insurance, $175. Infrastructure, $3,907.70. Garbage disposal, $82.57. Cemetery, $587.65. Water operations, $11,156.03. Sewer operations, $294.27. Quintanilla Youth Initiative Program, $225. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $385,913.10.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the bills and payroll. I need a second.
I'll second it.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Move us down to communications and communications. This time I'd ask the audience if they had any questions, anything for the council to talk about. Okay, we'll move on down to some of the reappointments. Or reappointments, of course.
Motion to reappoint Mike Mannix to the Fire and Police Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2023.
I would make that motion. I'll second it.
Okay. Any questions? If not, call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Move down to the Planning Commission.
Motion to reappoint Scott Harold to the Clinton Planning Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2023.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? If not, call the roll. Mm-hmm.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Jerry Dannison to the Clinton Planning Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2023.
I'll make that motion.
Second it.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Not call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Move down to the police pension.
Motion to reappoint Clint Lichtenwalter to the Police Pension Board, said term to expire May 1st, 2022.
I would make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Down to the Tree City Commission.
Motion to reappoint Harold Allen to the Tree City Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2023.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Follow
up. Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Don Baker to the Tree City Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2023.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. We'll move down to the report from the streets and public improvements.
Yeah, I just got a couple things. Just want to remind everybody that this is brush pickup week. That's right. Today start the day picking up brush. And also, they have completed the one trip through on the alleys. And I'm talking with Steve, that's something we're going to look at possibly doing once a month. So that's all I've got.
Thank you, Kenny. Move down to public property.
I don't have a lot this evening. And the guys are just doing what they're supposed to. They are staying their distance. We're switching the guys around with like two on call and trying to keep everybody safe. And every department is doing their part. It's really been a neat thing to watch and just commend all of them for being able to do the things that they're still getting done and the way that they're having to do it. It's just a pleasure to see them. Kenny, your guys are doing a really good job of getting around and getting the brush and everything picked up. And it's inspiring to see how they all still just keep right on working. So keep up the good work and hope everybody stays safe. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Move down to public health and safety.
The cemetery is in full gear doing the mowing and trimming. And they're also, which are out in a big area, they're keeping their distance and helping where they can and other things. Fire and police, they're, you know, keeping their social distancing and they're wearing all the PPE and everything's kind of really slow in that area, which is a great thing. So that's all I have.
All right. Thank you. I'm absent. We won't have anything probably from accounts and financing this evening. So we'll move on down to our unfinished business. About the fiscal year 2021 budget. Vote on.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1515, an ordinance adopting budget fiscal year 2021.
I'd make that motion.
I'd make that. And I would second it.
Thank you. Any discussion on the budget? We just went over that. If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Frelich?
Yes. Move down to the ordinance to authorize the borrowing of money, a line of credit for the hospital and health services.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1516, ordinance authorizing borrowing funds. This is for the Warner Hospital and Health Services line of credit for $1 million.
Make that motion. I need a second.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion on the line of credit? If not, call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frelich?
Yes. Next, we're going to move down to a facade renovation at 205 east side of the square. Have a motion for that?
Motion to approve resolution 2020-3, a resolution authorizing execution of an agreement for city participation in facade renovation at 205 Eastside Square in the amount of $1,309.40, which is the city's share.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frelich?
Yes. Next is our police contract.
Motion to approve resolution 2020-4. Resolution authorizing execution of contract between the City of Clinton and the Policeman's Benevolent Labor Committee, Inc.
I'd make that motion.
And I'd second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Frelich?
Yes. Move down to new business. We're going to place a few items on file. Triennial audit. Put in associate with a few different audits, one for $30,000 and financial audit for $1,000. Item to place on file is our annual audit of the TIF funds with the amount of $2,600. Only two items on file for next meeting. And we'll have another public meeting on Monday, April 27th at 5 p.m. That I give that need a motion for adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I would make that.
Oh,
motion.
I'll make that motion. And I'll second it. And I'll second.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frelich?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, Commissioner.
Good night, all.
Everybody have a good evening.
Good night, and thank you.
Everybody have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks.